You mentioned the FLAURA trial and osimertinib, but we also saw data on dacomitinib. Can you talk a little bit about what that agent is and what the results are and what kind of future, if any, you see for this agent?
Dacomitinib is a second-generation EGFR inhibitor, much like afatinib. It is covalent. It hits EGFR as well as HER2. It's a pan-HER inhibitor. And it's dosed at a dose, at a max tolerable dose, which has toxicities. The main difference between dacomitinib and osimertinib in the view of the patient is that it has real toxicities. It causes mucositis, it causes diarrhea, it causes rash. In most patients on osimertinib, you won't see significant toxicities and you won't need dose reduction. In most patients on dacomitinib, you will see toxicities and you will need dose reduction. And so in a patient-centric drug development era, a drug with this kind of toxicity like dacomitinib, I don't see it being adopted broadly from the patient perspective. It was exciting because it did beat gefitinib. It had a better PFS than gefitinib, and it looks like a better overall survival as well. And so that's a great example that we can develop better drugs, but I would rather have better drugs that are tolerable and drugs that work in the brain. The dacomitinib trial excluded brain metastases. And I'm not sure that's practical for our patients where brain metastases are a real recurrent problem.
Just out of curiosity, how would you indirectly compare the efficacy of dacomitinib and osimertinib?
You know, it's hard to make an indirect comparison because the two trials had different populations. The FLAURA trial included brain mets. The dacomitinib trial excluded brain mets. And so I don't think you can make it direct. Again, I think the efficacy for both was better than our prior first-gen TKIs. But for both trials, you know, looking at two drugs that seem to do better, I want a drug that's better tolerated and controls brain mets and prevents resistance.